USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There will be a meeting on Tuesday to determine the next steps after the Artemis 1 rocket launch was scrubbed Monday. It comes as the next launch window won't open before Friday. However, mission manager Mike Zeffirin refused to take a guess on whether the launch could happen then. Officials are easing warnings about flooding in Mississippi, so says a spokesperson for the mayor of Jackson. The mayor urged residents to evacuate immediately over the weekend, but spokesperson Melissa Payne says there were no reports of water in any houses. Serena Williams is set to play what could be the final match of her storied career. She announced earlier this month that the U.S. Open in New York would be her final tournament. Williams' match is set to begin just after 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Military leaders are continuing to focus on violence in Libya.
Violence between militias backed by Libya's rival governments have killed at least 32 people and wounded 159 more. The fighting in Libya's capital, Tripoli, on Saturday was the worst there in 2 years and has raised fears the country could plunge back into a full-blown war. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Many people with long-haul COVID complain of fatigue, brain fog, and breathing problems months after testing negative. Getting more rest often helps, but nutrition can play an important role as well. COVID rehabilitation experts at the Mayo Clinic and Boston University both recommend a Mediterranean diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and olive oil, plus chicken and fish. They warn that red meat, sugar, and processed foods can worsen inflammation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
At least 3 high school students have died this summer in Hays County, Texas, from suspected fentanyl poisoning. Hays County School Superintendent Dr. Eric Wright reminds everyone.
It's all about education and letting them know that no matter where you attempt to purchase illegal drugs, you have an opportunity to buy a pill that may be laced with fentanyl and it may be the end of your life.
He says some of his schools are now offering the opioid overdose treatment Narcan. The Drug Enforcement Administration warns that counterfeit illegal pills are increasingly being sold under drug names like Xanax and Adderall. Earlier this month, the White House announced that the United States had killed the leader of Al-Qaeda in Kabul, Afghanistan. Appearing on Fox News, Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says she's concerned that the United States is more vulnerable without U.S. troops in the region.
We've already seen that Al-Qaeda is colluding with the Taliban in Afghanistan. We just saw a strike several weeks ago, which took out the leader of Al-Qaeda as he was sipping coffee on his veranda in downtown Kabul.
The head of the Washington Commanders says a running back who was shot in the back is in a really good place. That update came from Ron Rivera after Brian Robinson was shot during an attempted carjacking or robbery in Washington, D.C. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.